Okay, but really though, have you ever tried to name something? Like come up with the perfect title.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, when you put your all into it and then you just like stare at it and all the words are just
It's the worst.
Yeah, so that's what we are diving deep into today. We're looking at a blog post by Carlos Goega, the author of Dancing Our Way to Human AI Consciousness. And he's going through this whole process of figuring out what to name his book.
You know, what's so interesting about a book title is that it's kind of like it's like a gateway.
Yeah.
You know, it's your first impression, you see it, it sparks your interest, it gives you a little taste of what's inside, right?
Totally. And looking at some of the titles he was considering early on, you know, like Roadmap to Consciousness, or even like Technologicus Spain's, you really get a sense of like, oh, this is his process. Like these were on the table at one point. What do you think about a title like Roadmap to Consciousness? Do you think it was maybe a little too, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that might be a little too prescriptive, right?
Right.
You know, it makes it sound like a how-to guide, which for consciousness, we know it's not as simple as that.
Right.
And it might attract a certain type of reader who's looking for like a very specific path. Whereas, you know, Dancing Our Way,
Right.
it suggests something a little more, you know.
Yeah, a little more free flowing.
Yeah,
A little more exploratory, maybe.
exactly. And that can really make a difference in terms of, you know, who picks it up, who's drawn to it.
Yeah. What about Technologicus Spain's? I kind of like the sound of that, but
It's catchy.
it's catchy.
But it does seem very geographically specific.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too much so for a topic that's pretty broad.
Yeah. For a book that's exploring such universal themes, you know, to tie it to a specific location like that, it might limit the scope in a way that maybe isn't doesn't match what the book is trying to do.
Yeah, and it just goes to show how much thought goes into these, like, seemingly simple choices.
Oh, absolutely. Every word, every phrase, it really carries weight, right?
Yeah.
It shapes how people see the book, what they expect. And for Goga, you know, he's talking about AI, he's talking about meditation, he's talking about leadership.
Right, so many different
Like,
things.
that's a lot to pack into, you know, one catchy phrase.
Right.
So it's a challenge.
So that leads us up to the title he chose, Dancing Our Way to Human AI Consciousness. It really is
It's an interesting one. It's very interesting. It definitely makes you think, right?
I mean, just the title alone, like when you hear it, it kind of makes you curious, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is that about?
Yeah. And I love how the dancing part of it really softens the blow of AI, which can be kind of intimidating sometimes.
Right,
It
for
feels a little softer.
yeah. You don't get that kind of like cold, calculated robotic takeover vibe. It's more like, you know,
It's more friendly.
yeah, like let's work together on this.
Yeah.
It's more inviting, you know, to think about it that way.
Yeah. And you know, that word dancing, it just, I don't know, it really embodies that sense of like balance,
Balance, a harmony, right?
harmony. Yeah. It doesn't have to be us versus them.
Exactly.
Like, can be this, like, you know.
Yeah, a partnership in a way.
Yeah. This shared journey, like you were
Yeah,
saying.
like a dance,
Then
exactly.
by adding in that human AI consciousness bit,
Right.
you get it. You get what he's talking about, right?
Right. It's clear, you know, right from the beginning what the core of the book is about.
Yeah, without being too like in the weeds.
Exactly. He's not getting too jargony, you
Right.
know,
Yeah.
which is, I think, really important.
So it's interesting that metaphor of the dance really does connect back to like his whole message,
Absolutely.
which is, you know, about finding that harmony, that balance between like who we are and this technology that's becoming more and more prevalent in our lives.
Right. And it's not about like one dominating the other.
Yeah.
It's about finding that rhythm that works, you know, for both sides.
Yeah, and I bet that really resonates with people.
I think so too.
You know, regardless of how techie you are, I think everybody's looking for that balance.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that can speak to a lot of different people, you know, from different walks of life. I mean, whether you're, you know, super into AI or you're just starting to learn about it or you're more interested in like the spiritual side of things, you know,
Right.
that idea of finding that balance, that harmony, it's something that I think a lot of people are searching for these days.
And you know what goes hand in hand with titles?
What's that?
Subtitles.
Ah, subtitles.
Because sometimes you need a little more, you know?
You need to clarify.
Yeah. Like, what is this book actually about? Sometimes a title is not enough.
Sometimes you need to say a little bit more.
Right, exactly. But then it's like, how much is too much?
Right. You don't want to give it all away.
Right, exactly. And it can start to feel very textbooky.
Absolutely. So, you know, Goga's going through this too. He's trying out different subtitles. And one of the options is like a visual roadmap to individual and collective consciousness in the age of AI.
Woof, that's a mouthful.
It's a lot, right? So what do you think about that? Like, if you saw that on a book, would you be into it?
I think I would probably walk right past it.
Yeah.
That feels very academic to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a textbook.
Yeah.
It doesn't really grab you, does it?
It doesn't grab me.
No, it doesn't make you want to, like, pick it up and learn more. And that's the thing, right? The subtitle is supposed to, like, reel you in even further.
Right.
So he's also playing with this idea of a visual roadmap to individual and collective positive impact in the age of AI.
Okay, so there's a little shift. Instead of consciousness, it's positive impact.
Right, right. What do you think about that?
I feel like that might speak to a different audience, right?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Like, if you're looking for solutions, maybe?
Right, maybe someone who's, like, really interested in how AI can be used for good, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, for social impact, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, for somebody who's more interested in the philosophical side, the consciousness question.
Right, right.
It might not be as appealing, you know?
Yeah. It's like he's trying to, I don't know, please everybody with the subtitle, and it's just not working.
Right. And it's tough because he's got this really interesting book.
Right.
That does touch on all these different things.
Yeah.
But how do you capture all of that in a way that's still, you know,
concise
and engaging? Yeah. It's a challenge.
It is.
So for now, he's decided to just, like, hold off on the subtitle.
Okay.
Just kind of let the title speak for itself.
I like that. Yeah. It's like, you know, less is more sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Just let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah, let it breathe, see what people respond to, and then maybe revisit the subtitle later on.
Yeah, because it's a process, right?
Absolutely.
Just like naming anything, it's like you keep going back and forth.
Yeah. You try things out, you see what sticks.
Speaking of trying things out and seeing what sticks, where would we even find this book in a bookstore?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because it is kind of all over the place in a good way, right?
Yeah, it's interdisciplinary.
Yeah.
And that can be tricky, right?
Yeah.
Because bookstores, they like their categories.
Right.
They like to put things in boxes.
Everything has its place.
Exactly. But with a book like this, it's like, where does it fit?
I don't know. I mean, if you're walking through the bookstore.
Yeah.
Do you find it in philosophy?
Could be. I mean, he's talking about consciousness, right?
Right, but then he's also talking about AI, so maybe it's in the technology section.
Right next to the coding books.
Yeah, like right next to Elon Musk's biography, maybe.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, maybe it's in self-help.
Ooh, yeah.
Because he's talking about finding that balance, that harmony.
And self-improvement.
Yeah, like a guide to navigating the, you know, the complexities of the digital age.
It's true.
So it's interesting, right, because it could fit in all these different places. And I think that's what's so exciting about it.
Yeah.
It's not limited to just one category.
But it does kind of make you wonder, like, how do we find books like this?
Right. If it doesn't fit neatly into our existing category.
Right. Exactly. I mean, sometimes I feel like I have to be, like, a detective when I go to the bookstore.
Right.
You know, like, really digging through those shelves to find something that I, you know.
Yeah.
That speaks to me.
Especially if it's something, you know, outside of your usual genres.
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to, you know, branch out a little bit.
Right, exactly, yeah.
It can be hard to find those books.
Yeah.
But that's where a good title, I think, really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's that initial spark, you know?
Yeah.
It's what makes you want to, like, learn more.
And how many times have we been there where it's just the title that grabs you?
Oh, all the time.
Right.
You see it and you're just like, what is that? I have to know more.
And it doesn't even, I mean, sometimes it doesn't even have to directly relate to something you're already interested in.
Right.
It's just it's the feeling that you get.
The curiosity, yeah.
Yeah, the intrigue. So, I mean, what we've been talking about with, you know, Goga trying to name his book, it's kind of, it's relatable, right?
No, absolutely. I think any creative person who's ever tried to, you know,
yeah,
name their work.
Yeah.
Like, come up with that perfect title.
Yeah.
It's a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, you go back and forth, you try different things, you get feedback. It's a process for sure.
It's that balance of, like, you know, you want to be clear about what the thing is, but you also don't want to give too much away.
Exactly.
You want people to be intrigued.
You want to pique their interest.
Right. And we are looking for those connections these days.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, I think people are, like, more and more.
Right.
Interested in, like, how things connect to each other.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to just stay in their lane.
Yeah.
You know, their one little area of expertise. They want to see the bigger picture.
Right. And that's what's so great about a book like this.
Yeah.
It really does bridge those gaps, but it makes it even more important, I think, to have that title that really captures that.
Absolutely. Because you want people to like go on that journey with you.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to be open to exploring these different ideas, even if they're not something that they're, you know, already familiar with.
So I guess that's our like takeaway for the listeners today.
What's that?
What would be if you had to come up with a title for, you know?
Oh, that's a good one.
The story of your life, or like your big idea, what would it be?
Oh,
What
cool.
would be the title that makes people go, like, I need to hear more about this?
What would make them pick it up off the shelf?
Right, and dive in. So yeah, think about that. You know, go out there, get creative, maybe even write something. Who knows?
Maybe this will be the spark, you know, that gets the creative juices flowing.
Exactly.
And who knows what amazing titles people will come up with.
Until next time.